following is a remastered version of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Holosuite Media. Tune in to our live show every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Welcome to turn 123 of A Worthy Opponent, a podcast based on the Blizzard game Hearthstone. I am Blacklace, and with me is Autumn's Bane.
You no take tentacle.
You no take tickle?
You no take tentacle.
You no take... It's gotta be... What is it, the gnolls that always say that? It's not gnolls. What are those little creatures? What are they?
Kobolds?
Kobolds, okay, so that's my first word. Would it be an evolved kobold?
Ding, 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 ding. You are correct.
Evolved kobold for
the original kobolds would say, you no take candle.
Yes, you no take tentacle? I don't know, because the candles come out of their hands. To take a tentacle, you'd kind of have to chop it off their backs. At least by this picture.
In more recent years, they even started dropping candles that you could loot.
Pick it, right. Well, I think the mines, you had to get candles and gold dust. I'm not sure. But anyway, the evolved kobold is something that actually doesn't trigger a C'Thun effect. It is a forecasting cost 2/2 creature with a spell damage of +2, so probably nobody uses it. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Maybe spell power decks too, but this, you buried the lead. This expansion just came out.
It did.
Last
week.
It
feels like it's been out forever.
This is our first podcast since it came out.
Right. This is our first podcast also since Standard and Wild were released. That happened right after.
Yeah. So there's lots of new stuff.
Lots to talk about. Well, since we mentioned Standard and Wild, what do you think? Anybody playing Wild anymore?
People with overpowered decks who want to keep using them, probably. I have not played Wild since this came out.
Hey,
I just figured
what I
everyone's going to play Standard, so that's what I'm playing. And converting my decks has been a nightmare,
yep.
But what
well,
did you
I haven't
out?
Even bothered. I haven't bothered because I learned that if you, have a deck that you want to create and you hit create, it gives you the options of using decks that are already created, and if you have like 28 of the 30 cards, it'll give you suggestions for the last two, and I've had some that are 30-30, and then I had one that I liked, and I deleted it for a second, and C'Thun came out, and boom, I couldn't get it back.
That recipe was gone. They're called recipes.
Yes, the recipe for the Murloc Shaman deck just vanished. Yes, I did it, everybody. I played a Murloc deck. I did.
I suggested that they do this quite some time ago.
Yeah, like, it's cool.
A long time ago, and I'm very glad they did.
Yeah, and it's nice because if you don't have all the cards, they actually look through your cards and make suggestions as to what you can use out of your decks to create their pseudo deck, which is it's cool. It's
some
nice.
Some of them are quite good. I played a paladin one, and I played a warrior one, and I think I played a mage one. The recipes are great, especially if you don't like designing your own decks, but you want to play a different deck and you don't want to go browsing the internet for one. There it is, right in your UI.
I have played 5 of them. I've played the Mage Spells Unending, the Warlock Serve the Old Gods, C'Thun's Clutch, which is Priest, Minion Evolution, which is Shaman, and Echoes of Death, which is Rogue. I've been playing those pre-made decks mostly to keep up with everybody else playing the C'Thun decks.
And they're not bad. And then you can just
Decent decks.
You could tweak them, you know.
Some seriously good dragon decks, too.
Take a card out here, take a card out there, and then boom, you got your own deck that started from their recipe. Like real cooking. You know, you don't want like that recipe, you could switch out
an
ingredient.
Don't put so much sugar in it. Yes, exactly.
So, yes, the Ancient Gods, that's a druid deck. I've played that one. Serve the Old Gods is a warrior deck. I've been playing that. I tried Whispers of Death with a hunter once. I created C'Thun's Clutch, but I haven't played it yet because I'm still not sure I want to stoop to playing a priest. But there's so many really good priest cards.
I stooped.
I think I'm going to try it. How did you do with your priest?
Oh, my priest pretty much kicked ass. I was playing it. Well, here's the thing. How much gold did you have when this was all said and done? Not to mention we got like 7 free packs, maybe even more. I don't know, 8, 9, 10, because there was 3 for having the game and then 3 for winning at this and then 5 for winning at that.
I think on opening day, using exclusively gold without spending a penny,
it's either 8 or 11.
72 packs.
Wow. I did about 63, I think.
Then you win so many games and you win 3 packs, and then you win so many games and 5, or that might be reverse. Maybe 5 was first. I think 5 was first, and then 3 more. They're for playing standard. They really want us to play standard if they're giving away that many packs.
We were pretty much swamped with it. And a lot of new cards that are fun. A lot of fun cards. But they want me to play a certain deck.
Oh, yeah. Well,
No. I mean, they specifically want me to play a certain hero.
Oh, do they?
Yes. I got every single priest card. Everyone.
Everyone.
Every
nice.
Priest card.
And you
opened
far less than me.
Yeah. I mean, I got the priest, you know, the priest Harold Velagi, we'll talk about later, which was one of my 2 legends. And then every other one. So basically, I have no excuse not to play a priest or a pre-made priest deck because pretty much I got them all.
Like Pokemon.
But I don't like priests because I concede every time. That's it. Priests concede.
Sometimes
I've gotten
you don't,
back to it.
And then you end
no,
up swearing at
it. No, and then I regret it. Yes, I C'Thun like a sailor. Or
C'Thun like a sailor? Yeah. Cuffing. Okay.
I'm cuffing. Yes, I'm cuffing like a sailor. When I played the priest, yeah.
Anyway, one of the most amazing things I thought they did was... remember we were talking about before the expansion that there's all these cards that affect C'Thun. What if you get all these cards, but you don't get C'Thun? Are they going to force you to spend 1,600 dust and craft it? But no, they just gave it to us. That was pretty awesome.
They just gave it to us, and they gave us 2 surrounding cards, too. I forgot who she was, which card that was.
Yeah.
But everybody got at least C'Thun and 2 other cards just for the, you know, the beginning.
And he's pretty cool. He's a 99% of the time he shows up, whoever cast him wins.
The game has absolutely changed. I mean, that's all 90% of the games you see C'Thun. That's all there is to it.
No, I don't see C'Thun in 90% of my games, but I do see C'Thun affecting cards in 90% of my games. Often the game doesn't last long enough for a player to call out their C'Thun. But when C'Thun does come out, I managed to kill C'Thun once, and somebody polymorphed my C'Thun once. But usually if I got C'Thun out, I won if they got C'Thun out. And his special effect of just blasting people for direct damage is like, all you got to do is get your opponent down to like 9 health, and it doesn't matter what else is going on, just boom 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 boom, and
the thing I like about
board superiority, and so yeah. it's challenging, it's new, it's fun, but
you also know how powerful his C'Thun is getting.
Yes,
because everybody can see everybody's C'Thun getting powered up by all those millions of minions.
And if you have a card that is affected by C'Thun being a certain strength, like this warrior card I like.
Warrior card you like? Do tell. Let's talk about the card.
I will tell. Hold on a second. Anyway, let me explain what I was going to say first while I'm calling up that card, because they're too new for me to have them all memorized. But my point was that if you have met the goal to get this bonus, it'll glow yellow. Like, okay, you should cast this now because you've already gotten his attack up to 10.
Well,
you know what I mean?
That's kind of like, I mean, the rogues always glowed yellow when you've got your combos.
Right. But I'm just saying with this new ability, it's nice that they do it.
Absolutely. So what did you find your card yet?
Now there's so many decks to scroll through. I'm just looking through the...
No, you go into, just to everybody learn this, you go into your cards, you hit the little tentacle that says Old Gods, and it brings up all the cards, and if you hit casting, it'll show the ones you don't have, except for the latest glitch.
Yeah, well, let me finish my thing first, and
yes,
we'll talk about it.
Let's talk about your warrior card.
So this ancient shield bearer, which I have in gold, it's really cool. The eye glows like
I don't have
Sauron or something. The battle cry is, if your C'Thun has at least 10 attack, gain 10 armor. So he'll sit there and look like any other card until C'Thun gets 10 attack. Then suddenly, he's got this gold border around it so that you know, okay, I could cast him and get the benefit. And it's really a cool benefit. I've been almost wiped off the face of the earth with one of these decks. And then
Remember?
I play like two of these back to back. I get 20 armor and that really keeps you in the game.
Remember I told you I did a warrior against warrior and I finally, he fatigued me out and then he had just Kar True Heart, so he was getting 4 armor each time. He actually got 2 of these out. So he had like 34. He was like 30 with 34 shields. It was really painful.
Yeah, I'm enjoying playing the warrior version. I need to experiment with some more.
I'm done with the warrior. I was only playing the warrior because I had the quests. And I had a very, very long losing streak. And I was playing one of the pre-made decks. So,
well, I've been bouncing back and forth between that deck and my old warrior deck, which is no good anymore. I had to take out Annoyatron and a bunch of other cards because they're no longer valid for
unless
the year
you wanted
of the
to
Kraken.
Play wild. Yep.
So I did something that that was really, really cool. I only lost a few cards from that deck, so I was only going to put a few cards in, and I wasn't going to make it a C'Thun deck. But I did want to involve cards from the expansion without it being a C'Thun deck. So I was fortunate enough to get 2 Blood of the Ancient One. That's the 999 card. 9 casting cost, 99. Epic that if you control 2 of these at the end of your turn, merge them into the Ancient One. Now I've learned not to put 2 of anything in a Reno deck.
You got 3 of those, didn't you? I didn't get any of those.
I think I
had gotten 3.
I think I got 3 and I dusted one.
And
but
I really
the thing
wanted
is,
one.
How often are you finding people play Reno and his life doesn't go back to 30?
A lot. And then he actually says something about it
when
that happens.
Because people are playing very riskily. They're putting duplicates of cards in their decks, thinking, okay, I'll just cast one and then cast Reno. And then they screw up.
I think he actually says something like, that didn't quite hit the mark, which is like one of the hunter sayings. I've heard that.
He does say something like that. But I won't make that mistake. I still want to keep only one of every card in my deck. So if it takes 2 Blood of the Ancient Ones and I only have 1, how do I pull this off? I put in a Faceless Manipulator.
Yeah.
And just today, in fact, I tweeted it because I was so excited. I put out the Faceless Manipulator, and for the first time ever, nobody killed him on their next turn. So on the next turn, I cast a taunt minion. I forgot which. Probably Bloodhoof Brave, which is 4 casting cost, 2/6 with taunt and enrage. So I put him out to make it harder for them to kill the blood, but then I faceless manipulated the blood And then that's when I called you over. I said, watch what's going to happen. I hit intern, and he became a 30-30
creature. And he didn't kill him. I was like waiting for him to. He actually you hit him in the face with it, too. He didn't just concede. But he could have conceded. A lot of people will concede. He actually let you hit him in the face. And you were polite about it. You did exactly that. You could have done other things, too, but you didn't.
No bad manners or anything. Mm-hmm. I didn't cast any other cards. It was like, he's going to die badly. He's letting me do it. Yep. Went across and hit him in the face. And that was pretty fun. And I thought it would take me weeks to be able to pull that off. But here it is only a week later, and I was able to do it.
Speaking of bad manners.
Uh-oh.
They removed an emote.
Yes, they did.
They removed sorry and put in wow.
And now people are abusing the wow button.
I haven't heard it abused that much, but you know what?
You told me one guy used wow 3 times in a row, back to back.
Oh, well, that was like one guy. I mean, for some people, well, I've also been squelching a lot more because a lot of assholes. I mean, did I say that out loud? That was an outside voice.
You did. You said it.
But anyway, I actually missed sorry for when it's not being abused. Which is to say, like, there have been times that I thought I hit end turn, and I didn't. And my fuse goes, and I'm like, oh, crap, and I hit end turn. And I used to say, sorry, because I didn't mean that to happen. And unfortunately, that can't be done anymore. But I'd rather that than the way they were using the sorry before.
And that was a pretty common appropriate use for that emote. And you're right. Now people can't do that.
I think that's what it was intended. That was used as intended. Blizzard doesn't make these things to try to figure out how people can have bad manners with them. I think they were actually hoping that people would use it politely, and, you know, people abused it.
The irony
is... But now
is,
it's wow.
When I used to play Magic the Gathering online, which I still have on my laptop, I should go there someday and see if I can remember my password and play a game, you were able to chat with your opponent, and I don't remember ever getting abuse. Somehow people are abusing the emotes more than they might the text, but I don't know. Today I found a friend request from somebody I played yesterday, and I had no idea if this was a guy I had a good experience with, if I won, if I lost. I'm like, I'm not going to take any chances, and I just hit decline. Because you know people will, you know, invite you just to
bad manner.
Yeah.
I keep wanting to jot down people's names when I'm doing it, and then I'll always forget, and then somebody will send me it and I won't remember who it was. But we had some really funny names lately that we came across. Who was that? You said his name. It was kind of cute.
I got one that was like dirty dish soap.
Or something.
Weird random words thrown together. In fact, I think he's the guy that friend requested me. Just funny things. And you got like Cranky Goblin or
Cranky
something.
Cranky Goblin,
like...
yeah.
So some of the names are fun. And some of the names are not too cool. I tweeted out another one last week that was not too cool.
Nah.
And so Blizzard still has not allowed us to block people like they do in other games.
So how many Legends did you get with all those 70-some-odd cards that you opened up?
Three. At this point, I'm at about 80 packs opened.
Three plus C'Thun.
Right. I'm not counting C'Thun.
What were they? Come on, share.
Oh, you didn't ask me who they were.
Pulling teeth tonight.
All right. I got Malkorok, which I'm using.
And what is he?
He's pretty cool. He's a warrior-only legendary. Battle Cry, equip a random weapon. It's a 7 casting cost, 6/5. So I've gotten that crappy little 1/4 paladin hammer that you usually get when you... That's the weapon you get when you summon out the Silverhand Knights and you get a weapon too. I forgot the name of the spell.
A 1/4? Okay.
Yeah, today I got a Doom Hammer. Which was cool because I was able... That actually helped me win. I was able to go to the face twice and he only had like 5 health. I got the Paladin one that gives your minions +1/+1 for each time you summon them. That was pretty cool. I did have a rogue, I had a really bad weapon, like one of the worst weapons in the game equipped, because of my casting of Malkarok. So a rogue sends him back to my hand. Then...
That's silly.
Then I cast him again and got a far better weapon, and he did a little oops emote because he realized his mistake.
So is this a card, if you were playing a warrior deck, that you would actually want to craft? Would you consider this a... You must craft this if you play this kind? Or what do you think?
I don't know if I'd say it's a must craft.
It looks kind of weak to me, actually. It's just that one quick little battle cry. I mean, not at all like the druid card. Oh my god, oh, that druid card we'll talk about later.
That weapon can come in handy. I mean, and you never know. I could get a true silver champion. I could get a gore howl.
But you're a warrior. You're already going to have cards in your deck that are weapons.
In my Reno deck, where I'm only going to have one weapon of each kind in
That's that true. Yeah, true enough. True enough.
So I also got Hogger, Doom of Elwyn. Whenever he's a 7 cast and costs 6/6. Whenever this minion takes damage, summon a 2/2 Null with Taunt. I haven't tried him out yet because he's very much like the original Hogger.
Is he neutral?
Yep, he's a neutral card.
Uh-huh.
The other neutral one that I have used a few times is Yogg-Saron, Hope's End, Battle Cry, cast a random spell for each spell you've cast this game. So today I summoned him, and I realized I had only cast one spell all game. So he's not really great in a warrior deck, because warriors don't play as many spells. But I was used him in a mage deck, and I had cast like 12 or 14 spells, and the spells are random. I played against a mage who ended up with secrets for 3 different classes. He had a hunter trap out, and a paladin secret, and a mage secret all at the same time. And what really hurt me is, what is that unending, this whole, the warlock card that gives you +4/+4 and destroys.
Is it old gods or is it a standard
one? It's been used forever. You use it all the time. Give your character +4/+4, and then he dies at the end of the turn.
Used to
use him to break open the eggs, which I guess we're not using anymore. Anyway, it cast that on Yogg-Saron. So by the end of the turn, he was dead, and I never even got to use him. But it's
power overwhelming.
Yeah, power overwhelming. That's the
one.
It's just totally random. You just all kinds of stuff. One game, it was just blasting my opponent with direct damage spells. I played one game where I was down to fatigue. I don't know what the spell was, but I ended up with 3 cards in my hand that all involved drawing cards, and so I couldn't use them because it was at fatigue, and if I would have cast them, I would have taken more fatigue damage. So it's, if you like chaos and not knowing what's going to happen, he's fun to play with.
He's
a Hail Mary card. It's like, I'm not doing too well. Let's see if I could turn this game around, and you cast him.
Because if you put him in like spells unending in a deck like that, where all you're doing is casting spells and spells and spells and spells, and it, ten you cast that, you can like obliterate the whole board.
Yeah, including yourself.
Including yourself. That's true. That just seems fun though.
Yeah, it is fun. And the turn is over.
Might have to do it.
The turn is over, the fuse is gone, and he's still casting spells.
Oh.
So if you didn't attack yet, then you forget getting a chance to attack. Oh, it even cast Unleash the Hounds at one point. So I was it finished fast enough for me to attack with the hounds, but that was kind of fun.
So those are all your legends, or that was 3, right?
That was 3.
Okay, here are mine. I, of course, got the priest legend, because as I said, I got every single priest card imaginable, which is Harold Village, which, you know, I haven't used him because, again, I played the pre-made priest deck, and I might go priest at some point, I don't know. But anyway, it's a 6 casting cost 5/5 creature whose battle cry is, ready? summon 1/1 copy of each of your other minions. So could you imagine it? Well,
1/1 Ragnaros.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
It is. And then, I mean, I'm trying to remember. Blackrock Mountain is still in, right?
Yes, it is.
No, who am I thinking of? The one who, whenever somebody dies at the end of the turn, they come back? Who is
Kel'Thuzad. Kel'Thuzad, he's gone. Kel'Thuzad's from Nax, he's gone.
Very good thing that he's gone, because if you played that and had a 1/1 of him out and a regular one of him out and things died around, very painful. But he's not around, unless, of course, you play wild.
Yeah, well, that's the fun part. It's weird that he's only got 1/1 and you know he's going to die, but, you know, the fact that you'll have two of them out.
Right. But, and this guy by himself isn't bad, being a 5/5 creature. The other card I got was another actually very popular Zeril Poison Mind.
Zeril Poison Mind, yes. Yeah. He's a Klaxi from Siege of Orgrimmar.
He is awesome. He's a rogue card, and I've had him come out, and I've played him a couple times. His Battle Cry and his Death Rattle are add a random toxin card to your hand. With him, I played the card that allows you to duplicate somebody's, I think, Death Rattle effect. So I've had multiples out there adding random toxin cards to my hand when they die. And the toxin cards aren't too bad either. They are things like, I think one of them is to give your minion stealth. And there are a couple little different cards that are a lot of fun. So he's only a 4 casting cost. Rogue only, 3/2 card. And he's fun. He really is fun. So those are, I only got two. I did not have my normal gangbuster of legendaries. I had a couple people saying, how many legendaries do you get? Because my track record would be, what, twice as many as you?
Yeah, normally you would. So I guess you used up all your luck. Well, I have 3,610 dust right now, so I can make 2 legends. The thing is, I'm not finding any legends here that I'm particularly odd about.
I like the one you mentioned before. I might have to do him. I have enough to make. I have like 1,900. So I might be able... I might rev it. I might. But... let me see. What else did we want to talk about tonight? I played with somebody's deck over the past few months. Past few weeks while we were on our little sabbatical. I played Krog's deck. So this was pre... what is it?
Pre-patch?
Pre-expansion? Pre-expansion. I'm just trying to find
before... It was before the difference between standard and wild.
Correct. So people may want to try this. They may not. I'll leave it up to you. It was fun. It was.
There's 5 toxin cards, by the way. I just found them all.
Yeah.
There's King's Blood Toxin, draw a card. Blood Thistle Toxin, return a friendly minion to your hand, and it costs 2 less. Briar Thorn Toxin, give a minion +3 attack. Fade Leaf Toxin.
I think that's the stealth one.
Yeah, and then Fire Bloom Toxin, deal 2 damage. So yeah, those are fun.
They were fun. They were a lot of fun. And being able to duplicate his Death Rattle or his Battle Cry with other cards gave me a lot of those. And then you return him to your hand, and then you get another one. I mean, I just had a lot of fun with him. But anyway, back to the deck I was talking about. It's a Ramp Druid. It's a Dragon Ramp Druid. I will read to you the way it is intended. I was missing 2 cards, so I'll let you know what my substitutions were. Overall, it was a really great, fun deck. And if you're not into playing the expansion, I haven't checked it against Standard versus Wild, so I can't promise you, because as I said, I played it about 3 weeks ago. I still need people to send me decks, but I just want to ask people, if you do send me decks at this point, send them to me in Standard format so I can play with your deck standardly. Okay, so Dragon Ramp Dragon Ramp Druid, 2 Innervates, 2 Zombie Chow, 2 Wild Growth, 2 Wrath, 1 Fairy Dragon, 1 Big Game Hunter, we'll talk about him later, 2 Blackwing Technicians, 1 Brand Bronzebeard, 2 Swipes, 1 Keeper of the Grove, 2 Twilight Guardians, 2 Azure Drakes, 2 Blackwing Corruptors, 1 Druid of the Claw, 2 Ancient Lore, Ancient of Lore, 1 Dr. Boom, 1 Cro-Magus, so we're not in standard, I think.
No, because Dr. Boom and Zombie Chow.
Right, so
alone.
But it's fun. So if you want to play it in wild, try it. 1 Cro-Magus, 1 Alexstrasza, 1 Nefarian, and 1 Ysera. Now, I had all of them except for I was missing 1 Ancient of Lore, and I don't have Alexstrasza. So what I did was I substituted, instead of having the Ancient of Lore, I put in the Ancient of War. And for Alexstrasza, I just put in a Dreklord Crusher. Started playing against a Locke Murloc deck. I won against that. He conceded. Against the Paladin, it was a very quick victory. Against a Rogue, it was a very quick victory. He conceded. The Mage was another victory. The game reversed. I thought I was going to quit. I thought I was dead. This Mage was tromping all over me. Towards the end, this deck had the ability to turn everything around, and the Mage conceded. However, against the Priest, of course, I lost. So 4 out of 5 wins, and then I played it for a while longer after that because it was just a fun deck. Thank you to Krog for sending it to me, and if anybody wants to play it, it is a lot of fun. Again, it is a wild deck, not a standard deck, so if you are into still playing wild, try it out because it was fun. Honest Bean?
Yes.
Just making sure you're still there. Got very quiet.
Well, I didn't play it.
Do you have the emails?
Do I have the emails? You didn't tell me I was reading the emails.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will read Embarrassing Moments by our friend Dusty. Okay. And that'll give you plenty of time to look for the original Aquila. The game isn't broken. I just got lucky. But okay. The embarrassing moment from Dusty. Hola, ABNBL. Had a pretty bad moment this week that I thought was so bad, it was funny and therefore worth sharing. I was playing the You Must Be This Tall to Ride Tavern Brawl, which only let you play 7+ mana minions and spells. The situation. I was playing Druid, trying to make the dream come true. My dream was to go second, play a coin, and innervate into Astral Communion on turn 1. Now, Astral Communion is the 4-mana druid spell that says gain 10 mana crystals, discard your hand. Once that happened, I would ideally draw just super big minions, and that it would be unopened on the board for several turns, and my deck had ramp spells and about 25 beefy minions. Well, it took about 10 games to finally get the dream opener. I rubbed my hands together and eagerly awaited my turn. Turn 1, play coin, innervate. Astral Communion. Get the 10 mana crystals. Lose my hand. Turn 2. Draw Mountain Giant. 12 mana. 8/8. Gets 1 mana discount for every card in your hand, which means he costs 11, and I have 10 mana. I hero power. Hit face. Bang my head in shame. Okay, you understand why, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he had more mana than you possibly could have to draw him out. Or he needed more mana than you could have drawn out. Anyway, turn 3, he plays a secret. And on my turn, I draw Molten Giant. At my current health, 29, he costs 19 mana. I have 10. I play Mountain Giant, though, which gets an extra copy from his mirror entity secret. He kills my Mountain Giant with his clone. And my turn, I draw my other Innervate. Turn 5, I draw my other Astro Communion. And concede in shame. Shame. Oh yeah, that sucked. Dusty. Oh my god, that's horrible. And I read that and I was like, couldn't see how that would ever work. And then I got the next email that you're going to read.
This one is from Akila, who has written us before. Hello Akila, thank you. Dear Autumn's Bane and Blacklace, just wanted to share a brief story followed by an apology. I was playing a ramp druid deck built around the spell Astral Communion. This is starting to sound familiar. Which is a 4-mana spell that discards your hands, but gives you 10 mana crystals from then on. I was playing a mech mage, and I had the coin. My opening hand included Astral and Innervate, which meant that I could cast a spell on turn 1. On turn 2, I drew Ysera, which I cast. On turn 3, I drew Ancient of War. On the other side was a lone Tinkertown technician, whose knees must have been well and truly knocking. My opponent conceded. As for the apology, oh, rather than say well played, I said, sorry about that. Bad manners, maybe, but I meant it. Regards, Akila. See, sometimes you could say sorry and
yep,
mean it.
And really mean it, but somebody else would take it as bad manners. But you can't do that anymore.
Well, you know what? I don't think I'd go so far as to say it's bad manners most of the time. I think most people who use it, this is my faith in human nature, actually mean it.
Oh.
But when I'm on the receiving end, I don't care if he sincerely means it or not. I just lost. I may be a little hot under the collar, depending on what kind of game it was, and I don't want his apology. Meant sincerely or not. So I think sometimes we just take it as bad manners because we really don't want to hear it.
I don't know.
I mean, if the top of my ice cream cone falls on the ground, I don't want to hear somebody say, oh, I'm sorry. I lost my ice cream. I don't care that you're sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad they took the I'm sorry out because you know what? Also, it was some of the inflections that they gave to it, depending on what class you were playing. Like the warlock, I think it was, just was so, it sounded so snarky. Sorry about that. I mean, it sounded snarky.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So even
and the
if
words
it wasn't meant that, way. They're, yeah.
They use different words for the different emotes, so some characters sound more nasty than they are.
True. So that being said, let's see. Hey, you know what tomorrow is?
Yeah. Tomorrow is the first day in the Overwatch, what do you call it?
Early access.
Early access for buying the game in advance. So, which I did, and you did, and so we both have early access to the beta.
The sad thing, I've been in beta for months, still haven't played it more than 5-6 times. I don't know why.
Well, Blizzard sent me a key. I don't understand why I would need a key when they don't just know that I bought it and unlocked it for me. But I'll use the key. But they also sent me a guest key. So if you're on my friends list and you want a guest key to the Overwatch early access, and it only gets you access for the beta early access period. Once the actual game is released, you're gonna have to buy the game. No more playing for free in beta. So anyway, whisper me if you know me and you want that key.
I have to check to see if I have it.
So I'm
not
looking
sure
forward
if I
to
do.
It. I think my Hearthstone may be going a little slow for at least a week or two as I burn myself out on that game. Oh, and I got into the alpha for Legion.
That's right.
Which has been fun, but I don't think I'll be playing much of that now that Overwatch is coming.
Right. And I did break down and buy it because I didn't want to regret not getting it. So I have it. It's mine now, or it will be. So let's see. The new card back.
And we got a card back. Speaking of card backs, an Overwatch card back. That was kind of fun.
Oh, that's true. Overwatch got a card back as well. I was going to mention that we also got the new card back for April, which was based on C'Thun, of course. But
the
not the same one.
Ugly tentacle thing?
Not the same one as the moving eye that if you did the pre-order. We did not get that.
Speaking of moving tentacles, the sound when opening a new pack is quite disgusting.
Oh my god, and his eyeball goes flying across the screen.
Splat, splat.
No.
Pack after pack, splat, splat.
Bit unnerving.
Yeah, it was a little gross. It's like, at least the Goblins vs. Gnomes one was fine. Little whirling, whirly gigs and gears popping all over, but splat, splat. I turn my sound off now when I open a pack.
Oh no.
I do.
Oh, that's sorry, honey, but that's kind of pathetic.
Well, okay. It's a little gross.
All right, so let's see.
Card
friendly
back.
Challenges? Nope, we'll get there in a second. Before we get to the... Well, yeah, let's talk about that. Okay. Shadow Moon Valley is going to be the one for May, and it's pretty.
Like it.
It's lilac, it's purple, it's magenta, it's...
Blue, indigo.
Nice.
It's pretty. It's pretty. And I heard rumors that indigo was taken out of the spectrum. But anyway, yeah, it's a pretty card back. It's the Shadow Moon Valley. And then they also announced in June is going to be the Zul'Drak, which anybody who plays Warcraft would know that Zul'Drak is the troll areas. And it's kind of like got moss growing out of the corners. And it's got the golds and the greens of the trolls' colors. So it's kind of pretty, too. They're yeah, getting a
isn't
little
it funny
plain,
that that's,
but that's okay.
That's two Burning Crusades zones. Although Shadow yeah. Moon Valley is in Burning Crusade and World
it's
of
also
Draenor.
In
Draenor.
Yeah.
Zul'Drak is only in Burning
only
Crusade.
Only in Burning Crusades.
Only in Outland.
Yeah. And it's a nice plain card back. It's kind of pretty. And then Half Hill from Pandaria is for July. And that one kind of looks like it's just been like a thatched roof kind of put together.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Kind of
They're
some
simple.
Asian symbols. And...
Yep. These are simple. They've had some really crazy, busy ones lately. And these are just nicely simple card backs. I kind of like them all.
They are. You know, we've got so many card backs, I keep forgetting to change them around.
Yeah. Yeah. I finally took off my my Christmas one and my... My Valentine's one. So they're gone. So let's see. Saria Moat was again replaced by WoW. Arenas will now be releasing as your reward, excuse me, the most current expansions cards. And then if you get, you're slightly more likely to receive a second card pack from a different standard set. But the original card set you get is I can't talk tonight.
You mean pack the you reward?
Get, yeah, the reward pack that you get, the first one you get will be from the most recent expansion, which I thought was interesting. Let's see. What shall we talk about?
How about nerfs? The nerfs? We haven't talked about nerfs yet.
Yeah. That's because they said they'd never nerf anything anymore.
They didn't say never. They said it was their plan not to nerf anymore, but you know plans change.
Plan
don't be one
anymore.
Of those Blizzard fans who goes around saying, you promised me a moose.
No, well, you know, 12 cards, excuse me, we promised not to nerf much anymore. 12 nerfs later in one expansion.
Where's my dance studio?
There. That was a lie. And that was even on the box.
That's
if
true.
You bought the box set, they said you were going to be getting new dance moves. That was 3 Warcraft expansions ago. That didn't
yes.
happen.
We're talking a very long time ago, yes. So we should let it go.
So anyway, Ancient of Lore now draws 1 card instead of 2. That's one of the nerfs.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Some of these are reasonable nerfs. Most of them are reasonable nerfs.
Yeah. Want to do the next one?
Force of Nature. Mana cost decreased from 6 to 5, but the treants no longer have charge. But they no longer die at the end of the turn. Actually, my Yogg-Saron actually
yes.
cast this spell on me the other day, twice in a row. I had 6 treants out because of my Yogg-Saron.
So he filled your board.
So it filled my board. I had Yogg-Saron and 6 treants, and then the paladin who played me on the next turn cast Consecrate, and they were all gone.
Gah.
But I think this is fair, because the whole charge, I think Blizzard has realized, charge is a bad thing. Charge is ruining many games. All these one-turn kill maneuvers because of charging, they realize it's a mistake. So they're trying to temper that. And especially, you know, with Druids, you know, you get all these charge things and then you do that Savage Roar and it's all over. So I like this nerf. I think it's reasonable. And I play Druid, so I'm not hurt by it. But mm-hmm. To lower the casting cost and then you get to keep those 3 trees, I think it's a good change.
Well, this is another Druid card, is it not? The Keeper of the Grove
yes.
was also nerfed. The health was reduced from 4 to 2, so he's easier to kill now.
Yeah, but let's face it, he's just a silence with a body.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with the next one. Go ahead with...
What, it's not the Iron Beak Owl?
Yeah, it's not going to make me take him out of my deck. No. It's a balanced nerf. It won't make me stop using it.
No, I haven't removed him from my... So that's two cards in a row that can both silence and have both been nerfed.
The Iron Beak Owl, the mana cost was increased from 2 to 3.
Yeah,
so I mean, really don't
Dominion
have a problem
is just
with that.
Secondary. The ability mm-hmm. is what you cast it
yep.
for most of the time.
Yep, yep.
Although, in the case of the Iron Beak Owl, it works very well with the Huntress energies being a beast, but...
Yeah.
And here's the big one. You take it.
Oh, really? The big game hunter.
Yeah, everybody's favorite.
Yep.
Minion removal, right?
Mana increased... the cost is increased from 3 to 5, so it went up 2 mana to 5. And the big game hunter, of course, anything with 7 or over power will overpower. Huh? Sorry. Didn't mean
an attack power of 7 or greater.
Did you get it overpower?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right.
I was trying to let it go.
just dug my heels in on that one. Anyway, anything with a damage dealing more than 7 or more, the big game hunter basically obliterates it right away. So instead of being able to cast that with 3, now takes 5. I still think people are going to use it because it's still a powerful card. What do you think? Do you think it's big enough that
Hunters?
People are going to say, I'm taking that out?
Big game hunter? Of course. Especially now when you can have a 30-30 minion on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, take that out. We need it for C'Thun and other things. Go for the next one. Also a hunter card.
Also a hunter card. And ironically, a hunter card I tend not to use. It's Hunter's Mark. And it was a 0 casting cost, and now it's 1. That's not a big deal. So
and it will be.
It's fine. With all the bad hunter nerfs we've had in the past, I'm certainly not going to complain about this one.
You want to do the next one too?
Yeah,
Rogue?
So maybe we should talk about what the cards do too. The Hunter's Mark is the card that changes a minion's health to 1, making it much easier to kill. So that was a bit powerful for 0 casting cost anyway. So Blade Flurry. Mana
Rogue
cost,
card.
Yeah, mana cost increased from 2 to 4 and only affects minions. I actually like that change because I've been just annihilated by rogues who would go out there, they would use their Tinker's Oil or whatever to make their weapon like a priest minion, just boost it right up, and then, maybe it had 2 charges, so they'd hit you with it once, and then they Blade Flurry. It would wipe out your board of minions and hurt you. I've been killed by a Blade Flurry. So...
And on the other side, as a rogue player, I kind of not too happy about this because part of my scheme to using this card is to build up my blade to maximum sharpness so that it decimates both person
minions
and
the character. Yeah. Well, that's
yeah, I kind of I liked it.
It's been abused though.
Yeah, well,
it's been abused.
Let me
so
say one
now
word,
they're
priest.
Pushing it back. Yeah, I know. But we're trying to look at this objectively.
I like this card.
Now,
that
and not
one, this
cry
one
about
hurts
the cards
me.
We like. Because
this
you
is
play
the...
Rogue that often?
Yeah, this I do. This is the only one of all the nerfs that really make me sad. Gives me a sad face. Because I liked Blade Flurry. I liked being able to hurt things this way. But anyway.
Ironically, in the past week, I've faced more rogues than I have faced in 3 months. They're coming out of the woodwork. So even after this nerf, I'm just seeing tons and tons of rogues.
Yeah, yeah. The next one is the Knife Juggler.
Ooh, another favorite.
Yep. It's basically its attack was reduced from 3 to 2. So now it's a 2-2 card that he wears a 2-2? No. Basically, whenever you cast a minion, he throws a knife at something, whether it be a hero or a minion opposite him. So he's a 2-2 creature. So he's just not hitting you in the face as much as possible, or he's not damaging another minion as much as he did before. It's not a big nerf. It's not a big deal as far as I'm concerned. It is a balancing card because the Knife Juggler, again, almost like the Iron Beak Owl, he's almost not as important as what he does. Because you save him in your hand until you can cast a bunch of little other creatures so that you can be pinging everything on your opponent's side.
Well, there's another thing to consider. A Bloodfen Raptor is a 3-2 that costs 2, just like the Knife Juggler used to be. Except the Knife Juggler would have that special ability that
Correct.
Could be devastating
Correct.
In the right decks at
and,
the right time.
And the Bloodfen Raptor did nothing except was a 3-2 creature.
Right. So what are they going to do? They're going to boost the Bloodfen Raptor? No, they're going to nerf
yep.
the
yep.
Knife Juggler.
So,
and it makes sense to do so.
Agreed.
I haven't seen anybody, you know, I haven't seen the Knife Juggler go extinct. I still see him
no.
every day.
Same with the next card.
No, not the same with the next card.
No?
No, I don't see anywhere near as many Leper Gnomes as I used to. People are still using them, but I've taken them out of my deck.
Well, I'll tell you. Do you want to go over them or you want me to?
Go ahead.
All right, Leper Gnome, his attack was reduced from 2 to 1. So instead of being a 2-1 creature, he's now a 1-1 creature. And the reason I think people aren't using him is, first of all, he'll do 2 damage if he dies. His death rattle is to do 2 damage to the hero. So it used to be I would kill him to avoid... It was like I would look at it like, well, either he's going to hit me in the face for 2... or I'll kill him now to get it over with and take the 2 points of damage. Not so much anymore, because now if I kill him, I get 2 points of damage. But if I let him sit and hit me, I only get hit once.
Per turn,
but still, I take less damage leaving him alive.
Yeah, to have a 2-1 minion on the very first turn.
Yeah, that does 2 points
that
of damage.
Even if it died. And so let's say I'm playing against a mage. So I cast Leper Gnome on my first turn. And now it's the mage's second turn. So, or the first turn and she's got a coin. She's going to kill
that
Leper
Gnome. Because either way, you're getting 2 points of damage next turn.
She took 2 damage. And if she allowed me to attack the next turn, then that's 4 damage. And then 6. And then it's just, unless they silence him. It was really a lot of bang for the buck.
Yeah, pretty big difference here.
I had Leper Gnome in every single deck. That's how good I thought it was.
Did you take it out of every single deck?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Okay. Next.
You or me?
You. I've been yapping. Okay.
Arcane Golem. This is Rush decks, Face Hunters. This was a staple. Blizzard kind of figured it needed a nerf because the Arcane Golem had a caveat. It was to give your opponent a mana crystal, right? So, you know, they realized people are using this as an endgame kill. So, giving your opponent a mana crystal, big deal. Especially if you could plop down 2 of these guys and then rush across for, what is it, 8? They're 4, 4-2, I think. And so it deserved to be nerfed.
And it doesn't have the charge. That's the big thing. It used to be able to charge, no longer charges.
Yeah, so the health increase from 2 to 4, no longer... Well, that's what made it dangerous. It might have given my opponent a mana crystal, but a 4-2 charge? I mean, that's why it's not a 4-2 anymore. Now it's a 4-4. But I don't see a point in ever using it again. The only reason I used it was for the charge. There's no point. For me, there's no point.
Yep.
And I actually have not seen him used since the nerf. It hasn't slowed down Face Hunters. I'm still seeing those people who aren't using C'Thun decks are still using some of the old classics like Face Hunters. But to me, it killed this. It killed this. And maybe it needed killing, but... I don't see it.
Again, it goes back to what you were saying, though, about how they seem to be trying to... to stop charges.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's face it. Even though I play one from time to time, don't you get sick of having a hunter just wipe you out in 5 or 6 turns?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This next one, I think, was kind of a big nerf. I don't use this card. The Molten Giant used to be a 20 casting cost. 8/8 creature, and how do you do that? Well, it costs 1 less for each damage your hero has taken. They increased it from 20 to 25. This card was always my nemesis. It was always coming out. I saw this come out a lot, and I hated it. And I really think that adding that five more is going to make less people use it.
Well, yeah.
Because you have to take a lot of damage before this baby can come out.
But that's the point of nerfing these cards. They feel that there are cards that everybody uses and other cards are not getting played.
What I'm saying is I totally agree with this nerf.
Yeah, it's a good nerf, but yeah, you can't get him out quite as quick. I think he's really good for, like, if you're playing a Reno deck, you're down to almost dead, you cast him, and then you power back up to 30. And now you've got this 8-8 out, but it's fair. I think it's fair. There's a lot of decks were using them.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about the next one. Why don't you read the nerf? I'll read the... I don't know what it used to do. The Master of Disguise.
No, Master of Disguise is a 4-4-4.
Right.
Whose battle cry is, give a friendly minion stealth until your next turn. It's a rogue spell.
Mm-hmm.
Remember you
said it used to do it permanently?
Micmac called this the Jessica Rabbit card, remember?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, no, yes. Give a friendly minion stealth until your next turn. So nobody could, like, fireball it while waiting for the next turn to occur. So you stay stealth, and the next turn you can attack with it. So what was the nerf here? So Master of Disguise, stealth granted by this card now only lasts until the start of turn. Right, that's the way it is now.
That's the way it is now.
Yeah, it used to be a permanent.
It used to be it would stay stealthed until you actually hit with it.
And there are... I don't understand it, because there are other minions in this game that stay stealthed until you choose to come out of stealth. So I don't know why this one was...
Most of them do. I think it's because this way you can really protect something that... I mean, there are cards now that boost things by staying alive. Look at that C'Thun card. That for every turn he stays out, he gives C'Thun +2/+2. It may have been simply for that one card. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, but I'm not so sure I agree that would be the reason... Although,
I mean, but it would temper it. It certainly would temper it. It's the Twilight Elder. At the end of your turn, give your C'Thun +1/+1 wherever it is.
Yeah,
so
that's turning out to
out.
Be a pretty nasty card.
Yeah,
he's got a big target on his
yep,
head.
He's a 3/4 creature. You put stealth on him, and nobody can hit him. Your C'Thun, unless you have a kind of spell that's going to do damage to all the creatures on the board, like a
yeah.
priest using the blade, there's no
or
way
Blizzard
to kill it.
Or,
There'd be no way to kill it.
Yeah, a lot of the AoE doesn't go up to 4
yep.
unless you have spell power.
And C'Thun would be getting +1/+1 every single turn. So that, I'm sure that would be one of the reasons they would temper her.
Yeah, well, Shade of Naxxramas was just as bad. It had stealth, and it would get +1/+1 every turn. But we're not going to see that in Standard anymore because that was an Axe card.
No. Agreed. So that's it for the major ones.
Well, no, that's it for all of them.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, there are resolved issues with AI going. The Stampeding Coda's ability will no longer target the same minion twice if triggered by Brand Bronzebeard. That's been fixed. Gladiator's Longbow will prevent damage caused by Explosive Trap. Non-basic cards have been changed. That will be disenchantable for their full dust value for a limited time.
Yeah,
so
if
you had a non-basic card and it was changed, you can disenchant it for the full dust value.
Yeah, I hadn't disenchanted a card in a month just because of that. And
right,
I don't know if I
we
got any benefit.
It.
But I got a huge amount of dust when I when I disenchanted after this expansion.
Yeah. So that... Go ahead.
We're running low on time, but before we ran out, I just wanted to say to every one of you listeners who sent us condolences, get well soon, and when are you coming back? We miss you. Thank you to all of you.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys. It was very touching for people to actually come in and tell us things and whisper us and make sure we were okay. We really appreciated it. Thank you all. We got great listeners. We really do. That
the
being
best.
Said, yes, you best listeners, send me your new decks. I need to know that everybody's not playing the pre-made decks, that people are still out there building.
Standard
form, please, if you would, because that way, you know, everybody can be on the same page. Aside from that, Autumn's Bane provided us with a fun play of the week with his 30-30 creature. Almost sounded like he was playing a priest. Did I say that? I'm sorry. Anyway, so please, you know, we're still looking forward to hearing your plays of the week and your oopses of the week, embarrassing moments. So do send them on. Do send me new decks to play with. You guys have had plenty of time to sit around. It's time to get those emails generated again because we are back. So, anything else, AB?
No.
Okay.
I'm tired. It's been a long time since we did this. I'm pooped.
All right, so you can find us on awohearthstone.com, hollowsweetmedia.com. Follow us on Twitter at A Worthy Opponent. You can find us on Mondays at 8 o'clock, twitch.tv/hollowsweetmedia. You can send us an email at awohearthstone@gmail.com. You can download us on iTunes or send us a review, and we will possibly read it online in the show. You can like us on Facebook. You can download us also on Stitcher Satellite Radio. You can find us on Google Plus, A Worthy Opponent. Special thanks to Hollowsweet Media and Xander, the man behind the curtain. We missed you too. Thanks again to Awesome City Limits for their theme music, and Micmac, who is still sending us feeds of the game. Thank you, everybody, and we will see you next week. Bye!
Of A Worthy Opponent, a production of Hollowsweet Media. Join us next week at Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be sure to check hollowsweetmedia.com, iTunes, and Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered shows and more. You can follow us on Twitter at Worthy Opponent. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to awohearthstone@gmail.com. Welcome to our inn.